I'm David Glass, and welcome back to News Talk 1350 KSRO. And so many times on this program, I'm talking about the ever-increasing costs of tuition, particularly here in the state of California, where we get so hardly hit with the governor's consistent plan of raising tuition, what he calls a little bit, just a 10% per year, I guess off into infinity until nobody can afford to go to college anymore. And we're happy to have with us our Congressman George Miller from this area in California, who is working so hard on this issue in Washington, D.C. And Congressman, thank you for joining us today on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Thank you, David.
And what would your bill do specifically, sir?
Well, this is the College Cost Reduction Act, and this is the largest effort made by the federal government to help reduce the cost of college and provide for additional access to college since the GI Bill in 1944. And really what it would do is it would take the existing excessive subsidies that we now pay to the lenders and the banks and others who make student loans, guaranteed student loans from the government. We would take some of those subsidies and recycle those to the benefit of students across America. And we would begin by making a $500 increase in the Pell Grant that goes to the lowest income students who are qualified to go to college over the next 5 years. That would increase by $500. We would cut the interest rates on the subsidized student loans that students borrow to go to college. We would cut that interest rate in half from 6 3/4 down to 3 3.5% for those students. We would then also make tuition grants available to high performing college students who are studying math, science, and engineering and want to teach in public schools. We would forgive about $4,000 of their tuition up front while they're attending college if they agree to go on and to teach in the public schools and those schools that need them the most. We would also provide loan forgiveness for those students who want to go on to get a college education and want to work in the public sector. They want to work as firemen or policemen or nurses or teachers of special education, public defenders, prosecutors, so that the loans don't keep them from going into those professions where we need them across society. And that would provide $5,000 of loan reductions to them. So if you look at the loan forgiveness and the reduction in interest rates in California for students, that could be, it's about almost $5,000 in interest rate reductions for those students who start college this year over the next, after they graduate. And for those seeking loan forgiveness, it's about $5,000 out of their college costs, their indebtedness, which is for this California student probably averages about $15,000.
One thing that is of a concern in my mind in looking at this is that the President Bush somehow will veto it. Is there, do you get any reading of the tea leaves as to the support you have in Congress and the President, will he sign off on this?
Well, I think we're going to have very substantial support in the Congress, and I think we're going to have good bipartisan support in the Congress. And the fact is, the money that we're using to pay for this, all of this will be paid for. We're not going to charge this to the deficit. When the Democrats took over, Nancy Pelosi, our leader, said we were going to do these things in a fiscally sound manner. So by substituting the subsidies that now go to the lenders to pay for this program, it will be paid for not using debt. In fact, the president recommended that these very same subsidies be taken away from the lenders because his Office of Management and Budget and the White House found them to be excessive.
So you feel confident that you can get two-thirds maybe and show a veto proof in case he has a change of heart?
Well, I would think so. This is such a big help to low-income students and to middle-income students who want to go to college. And we know, today, David, about 200,000 students across the country, maybe a little bit more, are turning away from college because they just don't know how they're going to manage the debt, and they're not sure it's really worth it. And yet we know as a society, we want these young people to go to college because there's a great interest in our economy and our democratic principles of our society in having a well-educated you know, workforce and members of our society.
We've seen some demographics that show going off into the future that California is going to have a brain drain is what I call it, but it's a shortage of qualified workers that could harm the economy here in California within the next decade or so. And we're falling behind on our commitment to education, in my opinion, in California. So I salute your efforts in Washington. I think that it's something that's good. I wish you success with it. And anything else you want to tell our audience today, Congressman?
Well, I would just say, if you look at California and you look at the richness of California, and I mean that in every sense of the word, the complexity, the diversity, the wealth of our society here, it exists because of the investment that our grandparents made in the University of California system, in the state college system, in the community college system. I've talked to so many companies that are some of the leading companies in the world and ask them, why do you come to the San Francisco Bay Area? And it's because Cal is here and Stanford is here and the college system is here. And, you know, that's the seed corn of the next generation of discovery, of innovation, of jobs here in America. And, you know, tuition's risen over 35% over the last 5 years above inflation. It's just, we need to make this kind of investment again. We got to have the courage and the vision that our grandparents had.
I couldn't agree with you more, Congressman, and I wish you good luck on it. Congressman
Thanks
George
for your
Miller.
Interest.
Thank
for
you,
your
sir.
Concern.
Congressman George Miller, Congressman from Solano, Contra Costa County, our guest working on education. He is the chairman of that committee in the House of Representatives. I'm David Glass, back with your thoughts in a moment on News Talk 1350 KSRO.